Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Nun Beis. We left off in daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. On the first wide line, the second wide line rather, the second wide line, Itmar. So it says the Gemara Itmar. Bar Sha'umka Karachva. Let's say you have a bar that's depth is equal to its width, meaning it's the Hevel is probably not that strong. The wider it is, the Hevel is going to be less and less strong at the bottom of the bar. So what if the depth and the width are exactly equal to each other? So how much Hevel do you have in such a bar? So Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Tarvayu, and the Gersa on the side takes out the word Tarvayu because we're soon going to see that it doesn't make any sense. Normally when you say Dami Tarvayu, it means both people agree. Over here we're going to say Rabbi and Rav Yosef disagree, so it doesn't, it's not going to be Damri Tarvayu. But Rabbi and Rav Yosef say, Mishmeid Rabbi Bar Bachana, Damri Mishmeid Rabbi Mani, Chad Amar, one of them says, the Olam Yesh Bahevel Achiei Rach LeYasar Alamka, that you're only going to have Hevel if the width of the bar is greater than the depth of the bar. If it's more wide than it is deep, then you're not going to have Hevel anymore. V'chad amar li olam ein ba Hevel achi omka yesal rachva. And the other one says, formulates it the other way, that no, you're not going to have Hevel unless the depth is greater than the width. And the obvious nafkamina between them is when they're exactly the same. This might be assuming, the Sefer Beis Meir writes that from this Gemara, it seems that Efshal Tzamtzim B'dei Adam, that it is possible to know when it's exactly the same. That if it's because we're saying what the halacha would be when it's exactly the same, so it's we're assuming that you can measure it exactly. Avra lav harishon lo chiso. So the Mishnah had said that if a person passes by a bar and doesn't cover it up, it's one of the owners of the bar passes by the bar and doesn't cover it up, and then the second guy passes by and also doesn't cover it up, only the second guy is going to be chayiv, not the first guy. The second guy was the last one who had the opportunity to cover it, he's going to be chayiv. So, frankly, of Rishon Memus Miftar. At what point does the Rishon become pater? Meaning, what got the Rishon off the hook? He's an owner of the bar, he passed by it too, he saw that it wasn't covered, why is he off the hook? So, Rabbi Rav Yosef Darmi Tarvayu, Mishmeid Rabbi Barbarchan, Adamar, Mishmeid Rabbi Mani, Chad Amar, Misha, and again you have that Darmi Tarvayu, even though it's a Chad Amar, one is going to say one day, the other is going to say another day. Chad Amar, Misha Manicha, Mishtamesh, Chad Amar, Mishim Shlo Dilyo. One says that if the first guy leaves the second guy using it, I mean, the first guy didn't cover it up because the second guy, who was also a partner in the bar, wanted to use the bar and he was in the middle of using it. So I left when he was using it, so that's why I'm Pater, I'm going to be off the hook, because what am I supposed to do? Cover it while he's using it? So that's the extent of my responsibility. And the other says, no, you don't even have to make sure he's using it. Even if he just says, here, give me the cover, I'll take the cover. And you don't know if he's using it, not using it, but apparently when he's taking the cover, he's taking responsibility for it. So when the second guy takes the cover from the first guy, we're assuming Dili means cover, might also mean the bucket, but if you look at Rashi, Dilya Rashi says, Kisoy habar l'chasoso, sharishon pascho v'dala, the first guy used it, Ubasheni umatzo, the second guy came and found the bar. Masala rishon is kisoy habar. So the first guy gives the second guy the cover of the bar. Here, cover this when you're done. So he doesn't actually have to leave the second guy using it. As long as he leaves the cover with the second guy, that's going to be good enough to get the first guy off the hook. But stam, if I'm the first guy and I just walk by and the second guy's not anywhere there and I don't do anything about it, I leave it uncovered, so then of course the first guy is going to be chayiv as well. It's only when the first guy had reason to assume that it was in good hands. That's when the first guy's off the hook. So says Gemara Kitanai. This is in fact the subject of Machlokas Tanai. Hamad l'mayim in abara b'chaver va'omer lo hanach li v'ani ad l'mayim. If you are drawing water from a bar, and then your friend comes and says, leave it for me, I'll draw the water, as long as the second guy was using it when the first guy left, first guy's going to be pater. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Mishim Shaladilio, that no, he's only going to be pater if the cover of the bar was given over. B'maika Miflgi, what's the machlokas about? So Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Savar Yesh Breira. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds that in general we hold Yesh Breira, that you're going to say that something could be Huvrar L'mafreya when something is unclear at the outset, you could say that later on we can clarify what it was meikara. So when two shutfin own a bar, which water, which molecules of water belong to this guy and which water belongs to the other guy? So yesh breira, whichever water I end up taking was mine, and whichever water you end up taking is yours. So So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because he holds that each one is filling from their own water, so the second guy, when he comes, is not at all borrowing the first guy's chelik in the bar. He's just taking his own chelik in the bar. That's what Rashi says. The second guy is not a shoel on the first guy's chelek. To the extent that he has to watch the whole thing, that's why if he does damage, they're both going to be chayiv. But when he gives me the cover, so then I'm accepting upon myself the shmira. When he gives me the cover, that's accepting upon myself the shmira of the other guy's chelik as well. So that's why Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds yesh breira, and therefore only if I have the dli in hand is that a kabbalas hashmira, and that's when the second guy is going to be chayiv and not the first guy. Rabbanan savri ein breira. The Rabbanan held no, there's ein breira anyway. So the whole thing belongs to both of them, and it's not huvar l'mafreya anything. So if I'm using it, I'm borrowing the other guy's chelik in it. It's not that I'm only using my chelik in it when I take out my water. It's not my water. It's our water. But I have a chreis. I have a chreis for it, like a shoel, like any other shoel. Now, this is a big discussion in the Rishonim over here. Obviously, Breira is one of the big topics. One of the broader Shas topics comes up in many places, Maseches Beitzah, Maseches Erevin. It comes up in Maseches Nedarim. So the question is this regular Breira? So the Ra'ah writes that this is not the normal Breira of Kol HaTorah Kula, that this Breira is different than Breira of Kol HaTorah Kula. You have a lot of times in Shas when the Gemara gives an example of Breira, that some Rishon or another is going to say that example of Breira is not really the same Breira as Kol HaTorah Kula. But so the Ra'ah is the one over here who says that this Breira is not the Breira of Kol HaTorah Kula, because it's not that it's Huvar HaDavar, that each guy gets 50% of the water even. The shutfin in the bar means they're both able to use it whenever they want. They don't count up the water afterwards to figure out who got what. They're just shutfin in the bar, so it's never really huvar adavar l'mafreya that this 50% belonged to him, this 50% belonged to him. So he says this is not real breira. Now, the other thing is, though, that the Gemara does compare it to another case, which does seem to be real Breira. Because if you look at the Gemara Vayter, Amar Ravina says the Gemara Vayter, Ravina says Vazul Tamayu, that everyone's going the Shita Sam over here. That the Tanayim, because we learned in a Mishnah, Hashutfin She Nadru Ana Zemizev, two Shutfin take a neder, they're not going to get Ana from each other, Asrun Likanis L'Chatzer. Neither of them are allowed to enter the Chatzer, because the Chatzer is jointly owned by both of them. So if I'm going into my friend's Chatzer, I'm getting Ana. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Does that mean I'm not even allowed to enter, or it means I'm not allowed to use the Chatzer? But entering, what kind of Ana is there by entering the Chatzer? So that's Machlokes Rishonim, whether entering at all is considered Ana. But anyway, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Zenik Yaakov says, sure I could enter, because that's my chelek. Meaning it's huvra adavar, that's my chelek in the chatzer, not his chelek in the chatzer, and therefore I'm allowed to enter into my side of the chatzer. So b'maykum iflgi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, yesh breira, ha'ilid nafshei ha'il v'ha'ilid nafshei ha'il. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, yesh breira, each one is going into his own chelek. For Rabbanan savri ein breira, and Rabbanan hold ein breira. Now the problem with that Gemara, with that line of the Gemara, this is a Gemara from Maseches, a few different Maseches, quoted in three different Maseches, says on the side, but Maseches Nedarim, Daf Mem Hei and Beis, is the most interesting, because that's where you have the major discussion of the Ran on the page. The Ran asks the Kasha, that how do we paskin on Breira? So generally, the halacha is the Gemara in Beitza says Beferish, that we paskin that on a Dinda or Raisa, we're not going to rely on Breira, but on a Dinda Rabbanan, we are going to rely on Breira. So Yesh Breira B'drabbanan, Ein Breira B'dor Raisa. So I once asked Rav Shechter about giving like prizes to kids in a youth group on Shabbos. If a kid is behaving well, or he wins a raffle or whatever, so you give him a prize on Shabbos. So generally, you're not allowed to be makna something or kona something on Shabbos. So it's an issur of kinyanim on Shabbos. So what's the eitzah? What should you do? So I said, the simple eitzah is so you go to someone's house and you want to bring them a gift, a candy dish, a bottle of wine or something. So you're not really supposed supposed to make a kinyan on something on Shabbos. If it's something that you're all going to eat at the table, so maybe you don't even need a kinyan. But let's assume it's something, it's a dish. It's not the candy, it's the dish. So and they're not going to use it now. It needs to be toveled, whatever. So so then the issue is, if you're kona it beforehand on Shabbos, so if you're going to someone's house, you know exactly who you're being kona it for. I can be kona it for the person. When I buy it from the store, I can have in mind that my kinyan is for the other guy. I'm being zach l'adam shalom b'fanav. But if I don't know which kid is going to be behaving the best the next day in the youth groups, I can't be kona in advance, because that's breira. Then it's going to be huver adavr l'mafreya, who I'm being kona it for. So Shapta pointed out that we do rely on breira and drabanans. And since it's only nisa drabanan to make kinyanam on Shabbos, so you can rely on breira for those types of things. So it's only by daraisas that we wouldn't rely on breira. But either way, says the Ran, so we generally paskin that there is breira for drabanan, no breira for daraisa, yet we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says that yesh breira, and over there we're talking about a din daraisa. So the Ran says, well, what's pshat? So the Ran gives a whole bunch of terutzim, but his own teretz, the teretz that he gives, is that the breira of a chatzer is not like breira of kalatar kula. The case of breira in the chatzer is not the same breira as everywhere else. Why? Because right away, as soon as they buy it for shutfus, it's already clear, they know that there's going to be a chalukah at some point. So since they know that it's going to be chalukah, they just don't know exactly which part is going to who. So therefore, there's not as much left unclear. The breira is not doing that much when you just decide which part is going to who. But a normal breira is when nothing's clear from the beginning. You have no idea. Like, let's say the case I just gave. You don't know. You have no idea who the kinyan. Someone's going to be kona, but I have no idea who. Over here, you know that these two guys are each going to be kona a chelik in the chatzar. You just don't know who's going to get what. And therefore, the Ran says maybe that's not the same breira as breira of kala tarakula. Okay, says the Marvaiter. Amar Blazer. Amokr bar l'chaveiro. Someone sells a bar to his friend. Kivet shamasalo dilyo kana. As soon as he gives him the dili, he's kona it. So again, the dili, according to Rashi, probably means the cover of the bar. So, hey chidami, what's the case? Iba kaspa l'kni b'kaspa. What kind of kinyan are you using? If you're using a kinyan kesef, so the kesef should be kona. Iba chazaka l'kni b'chazaka. If you're using a kinyan chazaka, the chazaka should be kona. What's this mesiras dili? Where's that as on the list of kinyanim? Says where the only b'chazaka. Really, you're being kona with the chazaka. Ubay l'meimale le'chazek u'kni. But to be kona with the chazaka, you need to tell the guy le'chazek u'kni. I want you to go and make a chazaka and be kona it. When you give the dili over, it's like you're saying lechazeku kni. That's the equivalent of saying lechazeku kni. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Amokr Bayis L'Chaveiro. Similarly, someone sells a house to his friend. Kivan Shemasalom Avteach Kana. When I give the keys, that's when he's kona. So Echidami, again, what's the case? Iba kaspa l'kni b'kaspa, iba chazaka l'kni b'chazaka. If you're doing a kinyan kesef on the house, so the kesef should make the kinyan. If you're doing kinyan chazaka on the house, the chazaka should make the kinyan. Where does Mesiris Mavtechos fit in? Says Mar Liyalim b'chazaka. Really, we're talking about you're doing a kinyan chazaka. But you have to tell the guy, go make a kinyan chazaka on it. When you give the key, it's as if you said lechazek kni. Major Tosos over here says Tosos, Rashbam Farish Parcheskas Abatim, Gabi Nal Gadar Kolshu Benixi Ager, Dina Al Hainu Shekava Minal Bedelis Lina Alo, Davi Binyan, Avil Sagar Adelis Benixi Ager, Ein Chazaka, Dein Zalakim Avri Achari. The Rashbam writes that if you want to acquire Nixi Ager, the chasen that belonged to a ger who died and he doesn't have any yorshim, so it's hefker, and you want to make a kinyan in it, Na'al, when we say that one of the ways of making a kinyan is Na'al, it doesn't literally mean closing the door, locking the door. Na'al means building a lock. Why? Because just locking the door is mavriach ari. And mavriach meaning keeping away damagers from the field. Mavriach ari is not a form of kinyan. Why is it not a form of kinyan? So the Sman Shulchan Aruch explains that it's not a form in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sifkat Yud, the Sma explains that when, in the name of the Rashbam actually, that it's not a form of kinyan because the kinyan means horaz bailus. Whatever I do as a form of kinyan has to show, as a form of kinyan chazak, has to show that I'm the owner of the field or the item, whatever it is that I'm being kona. When I build on it, that's horaz bailus. Because I'm the only one that's allowed to build on it, because I'm the owner of it. When I lock something, when I lock the door so that it doesn't get damaged, mavriach ari in general keeping something out in general is not a horaz bailus, because every Jew is chayiv to be matzal mamun shel chavero. If you see that someone else's stuff is about to get ruined, you have a chayiv to stop it. So it doesn't show I'm the bailus, it just shows I'm a Jew. Just shows that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. There's nothing to do whatsoever with Bailus. And everyone really agrees with the Rashbam. We're going to see there's Cholkim and the Rashbam about the application. But everyone agrees that Mavriach Ari is not a form of Kinyan because of that Svara. Because Mavriach Ari is something everyone has to do. It's not at all showing Bailus. The Rashbam happens to apply that to locking a door, which we'll see whether that's the case. But everyone agrees that Mavriach Ari in principle is not a form of Kinyan. Rabbi Kivega writes that L'chora, if it were Nichse Ager, there is no Chiyuv of being matzil mamonu shel chavero. If it belonged to a ger and is now hefker, so l'chora I have no chiyuv of saving his money. So then Rabbi Kivager's point is then not locking the door, mavriach, any form of mavriachari should be a good kinyan in nichse ager, because the whole reason why it's not a kinyan is that I'm chayv to do it anyway. But if it's hefker, I'm not chayv to do it anyway. I have no reason to protect it. So it should be a good form of kinyan. Now, the Rashbam obviously doesn't hold that way, because he's talking about nichse ager, and he says that it's not good, because it's mavriach ari. But anyway, says the Tosvayt, minichse chaver, afagav, kemavriach ari minichse chaver, v'afagav, the gav yischirus habatim, amam reish pesach pesachim. In meseches pesachim, a well-known sugya at the beginning of pesachim, anyone who's ever learned pesachim in yeshiva knows the sugya. V'kshamas, lom avtechos, havi becheskas, hasocher livdok, that who's chayiv in bedika when I rent an apartment for Pesach. So the Gemara says it depends when were the keys given over. If the keys were given over before the Zman bedika, so then the person who's going to be staying there over Pesach, who has the keys at the Zman bedika, he's the one that has to do the bedika. And the Gemara says, and same is true about making a kinyan. The keys, Mesirus Mafteach, apparently that's called a kinyan. So he says, now, Hanimili Mocher Masker Bais Chaverov, Mlichse Ager, Man Masole Delichni. That's because you have a Das Makne. There's someone giving it over to you. But by a Ger, it wouldn't be enough. So says Tosfos, a Kashalari. What does it have to do with our Sugya? The Hacha Mashman Behedya, the Mesirus Mafteach, Lokani, Elakavi Komelo Lechazikukni. How can the Rashbam say in the Sugya Pesachim that Mesirus HaMavteach is a valid form of kinyan when you have a das makne, when you have someone who's giving it to him? Over here it says very clearly the Mesirus HaMavteach is not at all a form of kinyan. Mesirus HaMavteach is a way of telling the guy, go and make a kinyan, but it's not a kinyan. V'dafka v'chametz, the Talmud Mesirus HaMavteach, and he says, then why by chametz does it work? Why by bedikas chametz does giving the key work if it's not a kinyan? He says, no, because think about it. We're talking about a chiyuv of bedikas chametz. If I don't have the key, I can't do bedikas chametz because I can't get in. Only the person with the key is going to do bedikas chametz because he's the one with access to the premises. It has nothing to do with bailus. It has nothing to do with who's the owner, with who made a kinyan. It has to do with who's going to be able to get in. So there's nothing, you can't say that's not a raya at all from Pesachim, that it's any sort of form of kinyan when you're Moser Mavteach. Our Gemara is correct, that when you're Moser Mavteach, it's not at all a form of kinyan. It's just a way of telling the guy, okay, there's more Gishmak stuff and tells us, but we're running out of time. So let's go weiter. Says the Gemara weiter. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbiani, Hamocher Eder L'Chavero. If a person sells a flock to his friend, Kivin Shemassel Mashchochis Kone. Since he gives him over the thing that draws the flock, after it, he's Kone the flock. If the kinyan is supposed to be done by Mashiach, so Mashiach works, nothing else should, you know, then giving the mashchokis, the thing that's going to draw the flock, without actually drawing the flock, it shouldn't work. If he's supposed to acquire it through Masira, then you should need to do Masira. Why is the mashchokis good enough? So meaning why would you do Mashiach or Masira? So Rashi says Masira kani lushaya rishusa rabbi machatz shenishoshen. Right, you would do Mesira in places that Mesicha does not work, like in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Chatz Hashanah Shel Shneihem. De'in Mesicha le'besimta or b'chatz Shel Shneihem, because Mesicha is limited to only either a simta or a chatz that belongs to both of them. But either way, whatever form of kinyan you're going to do, giving the mashchochis is not a form of kinyan. So it says Mar Liyalim b'Mesicha. Really, you're going to do Mesicha by le'memerle leich mashochel kni. But he needs to tell him, here, I want you to go ahead and do the Mesicha. When I give him the mashkuchis, that's the same as saying, Lech Meshachul Pni. I'm giving him Mashkuchas. That's the equivalent of verbally telling him to do the Mashicha. My Mashkuchas, what is a Mashkuchas? So two possibilities. Hacha Tirgumu Karkashta, a bell. That a bell you ring and the flock knows to follow that bell. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Izu Da'azla Bereisha Edra. It's a goat that goes at the head of the flock, and they all follow that goat. That goat leads the entire flock. Like that certain Galila'a darshaned on Rav Chista, that when the shepherd gets angry at the flock, he'll appoint a blind goat to lead the flock, because then they'll all be tripping over themselves, because the goat's going to be tripping over himself, going in the wrong direction, and the flock is going to follow it's going to be the blind leading the blind, and it's going to be, they're not going to get anywhere. So the Mashal Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Roeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at Klal Yisrael, he'll give us a goat to lead us that's blind, that doesn't know what they're doing, and is going to lead us off a cliff. That's what happens. Meaning, it's a comment on poor leadership. Now the question is, we said that Rabbi Yaakov said Hahu Galila'a said this alei de Rav Chista. What does that mean? He said this alei de Rav Chista. So according to there's a sefer called Toras Chesed that quotes this Gemara as one of the examples in Shas of a zilzul bein hachachamim, of Talmidei Chacham mocking each other, making fun of each other, saying terrible things about each other. Because Alei de Rav Chista, Pasha Pshat, when I read the Gemara, he said it about Rav Chista. He said, look, Rav Chista's the leader of this generation, and this is God leading us off a cliff by giving us a blind goat to lead us. So it sounds like a terrible thing. If you look in Rishonim, Rishonim don't really seem to say that way, though. If you look in Rashi, in Masech Shabbos Daf Peches, he says, Alei de Rav Chista means Lefnei Rav Chista. He said in front of Rav Chista. The Rimi Lemiel over here says that, no, it means Rav Chista was teaching him, and then the Talmud, you know, the Sahu Galila, would pipe up once in a while with a mashal. So this was the mashal he gave when Rav Chista taught this idea. But it wasn't that he, God forbid, said this about Rav Chista, that Rav Chista was like this in any way. Now, how do we paskin? What is Mashkuchis? Which one is the equivalent of saying Lech HaZeku Kani? Is it giving the bell or giving the goat? So the Rush does not quote either of these deos at all. And the Pashtus is, the reason he doesn't quote this, is the Yamshel Shlomo writes in the name of the Ravya that it's all Tali B'mina Kaniyas HaSochrim. It all depends on what the minhag is. It's like the handshake kinyan. Whatever the kinyan, the formally accepted kinyan is in that place, so that's going to work over here. Whatever we generally assume is a way of telling the person, go and make a kinyan, so that's going to be the valid form of lech meshochu kni. It's lav dafka one or the other. It's wherever you happen to live. Okay, says the Mishnah. Kiso harishon ba sheni matzo magula v'lo kiso hasheni v'lo kiso hasheni chayiv. First guy covers up the bar. Second guy comes and finds, again, we're talking about two shutfim. Second guy comes and finds that the bar is not covered, and he doesn't cover it up either, so the second guy is going to be chayiv. Kiso harishon. If I cover up my bar really well, and then somehow Shor Chamar falls in and dies, I'm going to be pater, because I did what I was supposed to do. I covered the bar really well. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. If you covered it really well, How did the Shor Chamar fall in? If I did not cover it well and a Shor Chamar fell in and died, then I'm going to be chayiv. So up until that point is what we're going to discuss in today's daf. In tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss nafal lefan of mikola kriya chayiv. If the animal falls forward because someone is digging in the bar, meaning there was an already existing bar, Rashi says, and you wanted someone to expand the bar, so there's a guy down there digging in the bar, the shor falls forward because of the noise of the digging, and he falls forward into the bar, so then you're going to be chayiv. Li'achrav mikola kriya pater. But if it falls backward because of the digging into the bar, so then you're going to be pater. Nafal l'tocho shor v'kelav v'nishtabru, chamor v'kelav v'niskaru, if a shor and his kelim fell into a bar and the kelim broke, a chamor and its kelim fell into a bar and the kelim were ripped. The reason why we use the word broke by the kelim of a shor and ripped by the kelim of a chamor is because it's just the nature of the kelim. Chamor's kelim, the marda'as ha-chamor, is a cloth, so it rips. Whereas the shor's kelim are kelim that break. So either way, chayiv al behemah patra al kelim. You chayiv for the animal, you patra on the kelim. But you're only going to be chayiv one. You're only going to be chayiv for the animal, but not for the for the kelim. Nafal l'tocho shor cher shotif katan chayiv. If shor cher shotif katan falls into the to the pit, so then you're going to be chayiv. Ben or bas ever or ama pater. But if a child or an ever or an ama falls into the pit, you're going to be pater. Meaning again, you're only chayiv on bar for killing an animal, but not for a person, because a person shouldn't die in a bar. It shouldn't happen. So even if it's a ben or bas, even if it's a child or an ever or ama, you're pater. So the chiddush of a child, I understand. The child has no das, and right as Rashi says, ben or bas kolamar afgav de ketanim hein v'lekel memory bailu hu yune umezel. You can't say, oh, they should have been more careful. They're children. They're not careful. That's their nature. So afilu hachi pater migzeres hakasav shav l'adam chamar v'lo kelim. Still, it's migzeres hakasav that you're pater when they fall in shav l'adam chamar v'lo kelim. So we have such a drasha. That's why you're not chayiv on the kelim in a bar. You're not chayiv on an adam in a bar. But what about eved o'ama? What's the chiddush? Of course, they're adults. Of course, you're gonna be pater. So there are two deus that I found that go in opposite directions. Rabbi Kiveger says, Tos Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnah says that the havamina is that Am Hadom al Chamar, that Eved Oama has the same din as a Chamar, because they're an Am Hadom al Chamar, that we would say that La Halacha over here as well, they should be Pater in the bar because they have a din of a Chamar. So Kamash Mulan, that know that they have a din of a person in regards to this. The Shitas HaKadmonim suggests that no, that I would have thought that since the Torah is more Machmir by an Eved, in the sense that even if the Eved is worth only a Sela, you still have to pay Shloshim for Shloshim Shal Eved when you kill an Eved, so we see the Torah is very Machmir by the Eved, that you're always going to have to pay a high amount of money, so therefore I might have thought that we're machmer and them in a bar as well, and you're chayiv on them dying in your bar, so kamash malan, that it's not so. Okay, those are the two possibilities what the Avmin is. Frankly, Mar of Rishon Alemas Miftar, to what extent does the first guy get off the hook when the second guy came and used it and did not cover it properly? So at what point do we say that it's totally the second guy's responsibility and not the first guy's responsibility? So Amrav b'katei sheyeda, as long as the first guy had enough time to know that it was uncovered, so once he knew that it was uncovered, so then he has to cover it, right? Then it's his responsibility as well. Rashi b'katei sheyeda sheyavo gamar rishon achrei ken v'yirenu megula hol shnein yodin shu megula ram yachi. If he knew, if he saw it, so then it's his chiyuv as well. Even though he didn't use it, and Shmuel says no, that even if he didn't actually come and see it, but it was enough time for people to have told him, for word to get to him that it was uncovered, he already bears responsibility at that point. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'kdeishu yodhi uhu v'yiskar pa'olim v'yichras harazim v'yichasenu. Not enough that he knows, it has to be enough time for him to know, hire workers, and build a new cover and cover up the bar. Only then is he going to be chayiv. If you look at Tosas, b'kdei sheyeda klomer shakol yotza shabor megula. B'kdei sheyeda, Tosas says, means that word is out on the street that the bar is megula. The mistama shama. Then you could assume that he probably heard. And Shmuel says, no, it's not good enough that you think that he heard it on the street. Someone had to specifically inform him that, listen, your bar is uncovered. Anything short of that, he's not going to be chayiv. It's a little different than Rashi, right? Rashi, b'kdeishe yeda, means he actually knew, he saw it. And b'kdeishe yodi uhu is that he didn't have to see it, even if someone just told him. Tosas understanding b'kdeishe yeda is not that he actually knew, it's that we could assume probably he knew. B'kdeishio di uhu is we have to know for sure that someone informed him. What about the second guy? Does the second guy get that much time to be Korei Sarazim and all the rest? The second guy also, you give him that amount of time to cut and make and build a proper cover. It's just that he already knows, so you don't need Kedei Sheyodiu, but you need the Kedei that he could build the covering. And Shmuel holds, you don't get time to make a covering. Right away, as soon as you know that it's uncovered, you you have to go and appoint someone to watch over it immediately to make sure no one falls in while you're building the cover. That's what you have to do. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, if you covered it properly and Shor HaChamar fell in and dies, you're pater. So given the Kisau Karai, Hechinafel. Well, how did it fall in if you covered it properly? So Amar Visa Bar Brachana Shetliya Mitocho, it rotted from the inside. So you buy Luke, Kisau Kisau Shiyach Alam Lufnei Shor Men Yach Alam Lufnei Gemal Vasu Gemalim V'aru Avasu Shor Menafel Bei Mai. What if you covered it with a covering that could stand up to a Shor but cannot stand up to a Gemal, which weighs a lot more, and Gemalim came and didn't fall in but weakened it, and then the Shor came and fell in? What's the din then? Sami, heichidami. So Gemara says, well, it depends what the case is. Idish kichi gemalim poshehu. Do you live in a place where gemalim walk around all the time? If so, then you're negligent by not making the cover strong enough to withstand a gamal. The idolosh kichi gemalim anusu. If you live in a place where there are no camels, you live in New York City, so there are no camels, so then you're an anus if a camel happens to come and walk by and weaken the covering. So either way, it's obvious. So it says, well, no, lo tzrich da'asu l'prakum. We're talking about a place where camels come once in a while. Mi amrin kivin da'asu l'prakum poshehu di'ibay le'lasuki adayte. Do we say that since they come once in a while, you're negligent because you should have thought of the idea that they might be coming? Maybe you say, no, right now they're not here, and therefore it's an anus. I didn't think of the idea that camels might be coming because it's so uncommon that a camel actually comes. Now, if you look at Tosos, Vasu Sharm V'Naflube, Tosos says, Pirsha Kuntras Di Inaflubo Gemalim Lomi Bayulan Dechayiv. Now, if an actual camel comes, let's say I set it up to withstand a shor and not a camel, and then an actual camel comes and falls in, so then there's no shaila that I'm going to be chayiv. Tal Gabi Gemalim Posheyahu, because I was negligent in regards to Gemalim. The issue is, if a shor falls in, the camel didn't fall, the camel just weakened it, and the shor fell in. That's how Rashi says. And says Tosos, and I agree. V'chein mashma lashon. That's what it sounds from the Gemara. V'yeshli tein tam bedavar da'afil lo shchichi gemalim klal. Even if camels are totally not common, where you would say, come on, he covered it strong enough to withstand the shor. He didn't know a camel was going to come along and fall in. Still, yeshlacha shami yavo gemalim v'yiplu. You should have thought of it. Aval ein lacha sheyiru gemalim v'yiplu achrei heit shvarim. You should have thought that a camel might fall in. But you're not going to think along the lines that the camel's going to weaken it and then the shor is going to fall in. That's too indirect. That's too far-fetched for a person to think of. So that's the Gemara Shaila. But if a camel actually falls in, then there's no Shaila, then for sure you consider Poshea, you're going to be Chayiv. So anyway, the Gemara is going to try to prove what the answer to this question is. Tashema, Kisok Rav Nafal Toch HaShor HaChamar Meis Pater. We said that if you cover it properly and a Shor HaChamar falls in and dies, you're Pater. Sei Chidami, Ile Makarei L'Shor Makarei L'Gemalim. What does it mean you covered it properly? Does it mean you covered it well enough to withstand Gemalim also? Then Hechi Nafal, how did they fall in? Elav must be Karoi L'Shvarim. You covered it well enough. We're assuming right now that we didn't give the answer already, that it was Hitliya Mitocho, that it was rotted out. We're assuming that it just fell in from the weight. So it must be that you covered it well enough for a Shor, but not well enough for a Gamal. But if Gamalim are around, then why should you be Pater? You're Poshe. You should have covered it well enough for a Gamal. And if there are no Gamalim around, then you're just Nones, so it's not your fault. It must be our case, therefore. It must be a case where Gemalim come once in a while. You did not make it strong enough to withstand a Gemal. A Gemal came and weakened it. A Shor came and fell in it. And that's the issue of a Katani. And what does it say? Pater. Says your Pater. Sounds like since right now there are no Gemalim around, you're called an Anus and you're Pater. So there's a Raya. Says Mara Amri Lo. No. We're talking about a case where you really covered it well. You covered it well enough to withstand Gemalim also. We asked if you really covered it well enough, then how could it be that anything fell in? Like we said before, that it rotted and that's how something fell in. Next Raya. Tashema. If you don't cover it properly and an animal falls in and dies, you're chayiv. Say chidami, what's the case? If we mean that you didn't cover it well at all, can't even withstand a shor, Pshita, Tzrich Lemeim Dechayev. So it's obvious that you're going to be Chayev. You didn't cover it well enough to withstand the weight of an animal. An animal came and fell in. Of course you're going to be Chayev. Elav Korei L'Shram V'lo Korei L'Gamal. It must be a case that you covered it well enough for a Shor, but not for a Gamal. So Hechidami, again, what's the case? Eat Shchichi Gamalim Poshehu. If Gamalim are around, so then you're negligent. V'lo Shchichi Gamalim Anusu. If there are no Gamalim around, it's Anus. Elav Dasi L'Pragam Vasu Gamalim Varu Vasu Shram V'nafu Blei V'Katani Chayev. So it must be our case that you made it strong enough for a Shor, not strong enough for a Gamal. Gamalim are sometimes around. A Gamal came, weakened it. A Shor came and fell in it. And we see that you're Chayiv. So we see that since Gamalim are sometimes around, you're called the Poshea because you should have thought of it. Says Gemara, Liolam Korei L'Shram V'lo Korei L'Gamalim. Ushchichi Gamalim. Nah, we're really talking about a case where Gamalim are around all the time, and you did not make it strong enough to withstand the weight of a Gamal. Ayud Kakashlach Poshehu, but you said, isn't that a case of Poshea? Isn't that obvious negligence? Nah. I did the Nasav Reisha Kisokarai, Nasav Neimanami Lo Kisokarai. Meaning, Enochinami, it could be obvious that you're Chayiv, but once we mentioned in the safe, in the Reisha Kisokarai, so we have to give a parallel case of Lo Kisokarai. So it doesn't matter if it's obvious, it might be obvious, but we're just giving the parallel case. Ika da Amri, another version of the whole discussion is as follows. Hanami Vadi Lo Yibalan, Kivin Dasin Leprakim Poshehu. There's no Shaila that if Gemolim are sometimes around and the cover to your bar is not strong enough to withstand the Gemol, you are a Poshea. That's not the issue. Dibayla Yasuke Daiti, you should have thought of it. What is the issue? Ki Yibalan, Hachi Hudi Yibayin. Hachi hudi bayilan. Kiso kiso shiachalam fnei shvarim vein yachalam fnei gemalim ushchichi gemalim vitliyam itelcha mahu. What if you make a covering that's not strong enough to withstand a gamal, and there are gemalim around all the time? So you are poshea in that sense, but that's not what happened. The way it broke was that it rotted out. So then what's the din? Mi and rin migo david poshea etzol gemalim poshea namilin atla dum alam rin migo. Do we say migo that you were poshea legabe the gemalim, you're poshea legabe the hatla also, and therefore you're considered a poshea, it doesn't matter how it actually happened, since you were poshea, you're chayiv? Or do we not apply a migo? Do we say no, if it would have died, if it would have damaged by having a gemal fall in by its weight, then you were poshea on that, but you're not poshea on the hatla'a. So that's the shaila. Now Tosus over here deals with the issue. We're not going to have time to get into it today. Maybe we'll discuss tomorrow. Tosus deals with the issue. How does this relate to the sugya of tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones? Meaning, isn't this exactly the case of tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones? I put something on top of a roof that can only blow off the roof with the ruach mitsuya. So anything would knock it off the roof. So it's dangerous because it can go and hurt somebody. And then a hurricane wind comes and blows it off the roof. So it's tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. It's that sugya. So we'll get to that maybe tomorrow. So it says the Gemara first, rayas. Raya number one, tashma. Kisok rav v'nafal tochu shor chamaru meis pot. You cover it properly, an animal falls in and dies, you're potter. V'itmar alam rav yitzvah v'chana shetliya mitocha. What's the case? How did the animal fall in if you covered it properly? It rotted out. Say hichidami, ile makorei l'shor makorei l'gemalim v'tliya mitocha, pshita de potter. If I made it really super strong and it just rotted out, of course I'm potter. Might have a little mevel. What am I supposed to do? I made it as strong as I could. Elav korei l'shor melo korei l'gemalim. Must be you made it strong enough for a shor, not strong enough for a gamal. Ushchichi gamalim v'tliya mitocha, and gamalim are around and it rotted. V'katani potter. Meaning it's exactly this case that we had the shaila about, and we see your potter. We see that we don't say that just because you were poshea for the gamal, the pshia carries over for the rotting as well. So you see that's the raya. It says Gemara, lo, not a good raya at all. Liolam korei legamalim korei l'shvarim. Really, you made it strong enough for a gamal also. V'itliya mitocho. And the case is it rotted. Udekakashalach. Aye, the kasha we had, ki itliya may have lay them evad. If you made it strong enough to withstand a shar and a gamal, and then it rotted, what were you supposed to do? Of course you should be potter. I might think you need to periodically test it. You should go and jump up and down and see if it starts to creak every once in a while. And therefore comes telling me that no, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is build a very strong covering. If it rots out, okay, so maybe it will rot out, but that's not your issue. So that's the chiddush. Tashma attempted raya number two. We're going to have three in total. Lo chisau karai v'nafal l'tochu shor chamar u'meis chayiv. If you did not cover it properly, and a shor chamar falls in it and dies, you're chayiv. Hei chidami, what's the case? Ilim lo karai l'shorim lo karai l'gemalim. If we say you didn't cover it properly for shorim or gemalim, tzrich l'meimer d'chayiv, you need to tell me you're chayiv. Your covering is worthless. El alav must be karai l'shorim lo karai l'gemalim. That it was a covering that could hold a shor, but not a gemal. V'id shchichi gemalim poshehu, v'id lo shchichi gemalim anusu. Well, if gemalim are around, then you're negligent. If gemalim are not around, then you're an anus. El lav must be the shchichi gemalim. Gemalim are around, but that's not how it broke. V'tliya mitocho, it broke because it rotted, meaning exactly our case. V'katani chayiv, and it says that you're chayiv when there are gemalim around, and you made it not strong enough to hold gemalim, but it broke not because of the weight of gemalim, but because it just rotted. We see you're chayiv. Alma amrin migodav pshelin gemalim pshelin natla. So we see that if you're a poshel legabe the gemal, the pshia carries over. You're poshel legabe the rotting out as well. Says Gemara amri lo. It's not a good raya. The olam kray l'shvam lo kray l'gemalim u'shchichi gemalim vasu gemalim varu vasu shvam v'nafel bay. No, the case is like we were discussing before, where you made it strong enough for a shor, not strong enough for a gemal. A gemal came, and what did the gemal do? Just weakened it. Then a shor came and fell in it. With a kakashalach pshita poshehu. Ah, you asked the kasha, but if gemalim are all around the place, and you made it not strong enough for a gemal, isn't it obvious that you're a poshea and you're therefore chayiv? Yeah, but like we said before, I did the nas of reisha kisau karoi nas of seifanami lo chisahu. Once the reisha gives a case of kisau karoi for parallel sake, the seifa gives a case of lo chisahu. But in a chinami, it's not saying any great chidushin. Tashma, the third and final raya, nafal etocho shor chayr shot of a katan suma umahalich balayla chayiv. If a shor that belongs to a chayr shot of a katan or a blind person or someone walking at night where you can't see falls in, you're chayiv, because obviously it's not their fault, it's your fault. You dug a bar in a place where they couldn't see, where they couldn't protect themselves, and you're going to be chayiv. Pikech mehalich b'yom pater, but a regular, normal, smart person walking during the day and could have obviously seen the bar and didn't do anything to avoid it, you're going to be pater. Vamai, why should you be pater? Why don't we say, well, since you were a poshea legabe, that you didn't know who was going to walk down that street, could have been a cheresh walking down that street, and that you were poshea about, because there's no way for him to protect himself. So we should say that the pshia carries over to a case of a pikeach as well, and therefore you should be chayev. Why you pater? So we see that the pshia does not carry over from one case to another. Shmamina. So that's in fact our maskana. All right, maybe we'll start tomorrow with that Tosfos, with the discussion of that Tosfos.